I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As ISIS digs in for its last stand in Syria's east, in the north, the fight is between the Turks and the Kurds over control of Afrin. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says for Lebanon, this means that there are new refugees. Their team is also getting distress calls from the region because militants are robbing people and stealing everything.
People are saying now that after a week or so of this present situation, they're going to have to start eating the leaves off of trees, because their situation is getting so bad.
Ministries like Horizons International are doing what they can while they still have an opportunity to do so.
These refugees are some of the most open spiritually to receiving the gospel of Christ. So these are the people that the global body of Christ should be sharing the gospel with and helping.
Would you ask God how He wants you to respond? And have you ever watched Marie Kondo? Chances are, if you live in the United States, you've heard about the tidying up guru. But as you tidy up, you could be making a gospel impact. At World Mission, thrifting and sharing the gospel go hand in hand. World Mission has multiple volunteer-run thrift stores, and the stores allow them to use the profits to send their solar-powered audio Bibles, called treasures, into hard-to-reach places. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
We have audio scriptures and stories available in 5,000 languages. And that allows the oral learner to engage. And really, Jesus called us to make disciples, not just converts. And to make a disciple requires the Word of God. So we want to present it to people in a format that will penetrate their heart.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network. Find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.